Ralph Armstrong is serving a life sentence for the 1980 rape and murder of 19-year-old Cherise Camps. Witnesses say Armstrong left Camps' apartment a few hours before friends found her beaten and bloody body on her bed. Prosecutors at Armstrong's trial presented hair and semen evidence from Camps' bathrobe they said linked him to the crime. But new, more advanced tests proved neither was his. The Wisconsin Innocence Project filed a friend of the court brief in the case. Project attorney John Prey says the new test doesn't prove innocence, but it does mean Armstrong will get a fairer trial than the one he had the first time.
This does not mean that Ralph Armstrong will walk free. It means he'll get a trial where the jury will have the benefit of hearing a more accurate version of the evidence.
The state high court ruled on two other cases this week that grant prisoners the right to present new evidence in crimes they're serving time for. Prey says in all three cases, it's clear that the court is drawing on lessons learned when Stephen Avery was freed in 2003. DNA evidence proved another man committed the rape Avery served 18 years for.
It just creates a climate where people know that in around the country and even in Wisconsin, mistakes happen and makes us look at all cases a little more carefully, knowing that it's possible that innocent people are convicted.
In another ruling, James Moran will get a hearing on new blood DNA evidence he says will prove his claim of self-defense in a murder he's serving 72 years for. The court also ruled Lisimba Love will be allowed to challenge eyewitness testimony in his case. Love claims he was wrongly identified as the man who robbed a Milwaukee Bucks player in 1999. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.